that as I made my journey and was come nigh unto Damascus about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light round about me. And I fell unto the ground and heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And I answered, Who art thou, Lord? And he said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. And they that were with me saw indeed the light and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me, Arise and go unto Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all things which are appointed for thee to do. And when I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of them that were with me, I came into Damascus. And one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews which dwelt there, came unto me and stood and said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. And the same hour I looked up upon him. And he said, The God of our fathers hath chosen thee, that thou shouldest know his will and see that just one, and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. And it came to pass that when I was come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance, and saw him saying unto me, Make haste and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. And I said, Lord, they know that I imprisoned and beat in every synagogue them that believed on thee. And when the blood of thy martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by and consenting unto his death, and kept the raiment of them that slew him. And he said unto me, Depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. And they gave him audience unto this word, and then lifted up their voices and said, Away with such a fellow from the earth, for it is not fit that he should live. And as they cried out and cast off their clothes and threw dust into the air, the chief captain commanded him to be brought into the castle and bade that he should be examined by scourging, that he might know wherefore they cried so against him. And as they bound him with thongs, Paul said unto the centurion that stood by, Is it lawful for you to scourge a man that is a Roman and uncondemned? And when the centurion heard that, he went and told the chief captain, saying, Take heed what thou doest, for this man is a Roman. And the chief captain came and said unto him, Tell me, art thou a Roman? He said, Yea. And the chief captain answered, With a great sum obtained I this freedom. And Paul said, But I was free born. Then straightway they departed from him, which should have examined him. And the chief captain also was afraid after he knew that he was a Roman, and because he had bound him. On the morrow, because he would have known the certainty wherefore he was accused of the Jews, he loosed him from his bands, and commanded the chief priests and all their council to appear, and brought Paul down, and set him before them. Those are God's words. So again, Paul, in the last chapter, was bound according to Agabus' prophecy, and yet was allowed to speak by the Roman guards to those who were trying to destroy him among the Jews. And that speech is here for us in chapter 22 through verse 21. And he accounts to these Jews his own history. We would call it today testimony. He was a zealous Pharisee who was miraculously converted and brought to faith in Christ Jesus there on the Damascus road through verse 11. And then how he was confirmed in his faith and baptized under Ananias through verse 15, and is being called to proclaim the gospel unto the Gentiles there through the end of his speech to verse 21. But it's as soon as Paul mentions that he was come to proclaim the gospel to the Gentiles, that the Jews would have none of that, and they were thrown into a violent passion. You see it in verses 22 and 23. And again, Paul needed to be rescued by the Romans, the Roman soldiers, but that came, we see, with scourging, and being whipped badly. And it is in verse 25 that Paul pleads his Roman citizenship, which should have not allowed him to be scourged or be bound in the first place. And so from there, the chief captain loosed him from all bonds and called for the Jewish chief priests to appear and to settle the matter with them in their council. And that's where the chapter ends. But notice that Paul's mission is still clear, to proclaim the gospel to the Gentiles. And even here, proclaiming it to the Jews, he still is proclaiming it to the Gentiles with the Roman soldiers there to hear. And this will lead to higher rulers, civil magistrates, hearing the gospel, in which we can praise the Lord. And here Paul's an example. We are to make ourselves the opportunities and seek them out to proclaim the gospel to all types of people, as Paul to Timothy teaches us, even kings, rulers and authorities, civil magistrates. And so we ought to be encouraged here to be faithful in this. So when you have opportunities where, you know, U.S. senators are coming to town, go to the meeting and proclaim to them the gospel. When there are mayors or, you know, opportunities where the city council is hearing from citizens in the city or the county, go and speak and proclaim the gospel to them. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, how blessed we are to have come after not only the prophets, but also to the apostles, and of course after Jesus Christ, your Son, who now reigns on the throne, which is a greater comfort to us today than it could have ever been beforehand, as the mysteries have been revealed in the gospel and the kingdom has come. And so, Father, we plead that you would make us all the more faithful, for we ought to be all the more faithful than any who have come before us, for we know your testimony of the Scriptures and your Word. We know the gospel. We believe the gospel in faith. And Father, we ask that you would turn our hearts to be a faithful people, a righteous people, a people who know your Word, and above all, know you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. For if we don't know you, then we will go off in the evil way, as we'll hear in a few moments with Israel. And we will worship the Baals, or the Baalim. And Father, we ask that you would turn our hearts from such worldliness and service or worship to false gods that are so tempting to us, so seemingly satisfying, and yet all they are is empty, lifeless things of stone and wood, creations of man, and not the Creator who is blessed forever. And so make us to be a faithful people. Even as we've sinned against you, turn our hearts unto you today by your Spirit. And forgive us of our sins. We come now confessing our sins. But help us not to be only confessors in word only, but doers to truly turn from the sins, even particular sins. And so, Father, help us. Send us all your help, even your Holy Spirit, and grant us your grace and your mercy. We praise you as we prayed this morning. We prayed for Joanna, for her health, that she would be healed, even that she might be able to come this evening, and she's here with us this evening. We praise you for answering our prayer. We pray that you would be with Patricia and give her strength. We know that she sought out to serve this congregation well with the fellowship meal and staying longer than normal. And her body is now drained and she's not with us this evening. We thank you for her service. We ask that you would care for her and strengthen her body through this affliction and heal her body completely. We're thankful that you have brought others here this morning, visitors. We pray that you would bring them back again. Praise you for other visitors who have continued to come, who are with us this evening. We pray that you have blessed them with your grace and your mercy. And grant each one of us the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we would be strengthened in our souls and bodies too. And Father, we do praise you. We do ask for your help as we have considered some bodies. We pray for the pastor, Jason Rice, and his healing of his brain. I ask that you would help him and strengthen him, that he would in time be able to pastor again with all his faculties and strength that you've granted to him, that you would bless many people through his ministry and his ministry by proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so provide a call for him at the right time. Father, we do praise you and ask for your help now. As we continue worshiping you, we plead that we are weak and need your help. Humble us before your throne. Make us to be those who are poor in spirit and mourn over our sins, truly mourning, grieving, and sorrowful, wailing over our sins when we have sinned against the Savior who went and died on the cross for our sin. Make us to be a people who are revived by your Holy Spirit, and so send your Spirit in power. Father, we cannot enliven ourselves, and so send your Spirit in power by which many will not only believe unto salvation, but be sanctified and glorify your name. We pray that the nations would come unto you, that the nations would covenant with your Son, Jesus Christ, at the right time, and make us to be faithful in proclaiming the gospel to our all peoples, even kings and rulers, our civil magistrates, our mayors, our city councilmen, and those who sit on the county board, and people like this. Father, give us great opportunities that we would make right use of the opportunity given, and that you would fill us with your word by your grace in those times. And that the word would not be just heard on deaf ears, but that you would open the hearts that hear, and that you would save your people, your elect. And you would cause those rulers who may be saved and who will be saved, you would cause them to rule according to your word and to love you and to love the citizens of this nation, to serve them well by calling the nation to repent and calling the nation to bow the knee to Christ by flooding the churches. And that we then pray that the churches would be faithful and proclaim the true gospel, the true word, which is found in your word alone and not in the hearts and minds of men. And this we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.